Hello, harmonious viewers, and welcome to Healthy Living on Supreme Master Television. Today, in the second part of a two-part series, we visit again with Dr. Michael Clapper, a physician and nutrition expert who is based at the True North Health Education Center located in California, USA. He is also the author of Vegan Nutrition, Pure and Simple, a book which explains how to transition to a plant-based diet and has tasty recipes. Dr. Clapper is a strong advocate of the vegan diet for treating health conditions and maintaining one's well-being. In the 1980s, he realized that many chronic diseases are caused by the high-fat and overly processed foods of the standard American diet, or SAD. He then became a vegan and implemented nutritionally based therapies in his practice. With Dr. Clapper's help, many of his patients have regained their health and become more energetic by following a plant-based lifestyle.
When I went to medical school, we learned about all these exotic diseases. I thought I was going to be seeing six cases of leprosy and typhoid fever every week. I've been a physician almost 40 years. How many cases of typhoid fever I've seen? None. How many cases of leprosy? Once. I saw one once. That's not what kills people. What kills people is a rather small group of dismal diseases, as I mentioned, clogged arteries, diabetes, high blood pressure, autoimmune diseases. And these largely stem from what we eat. And this largely goes back to what has become the standard American diet, unfortunately, which we have now exported to the majority of developed nations around the world.
Meat, eggs, and dairy foods are fueling an obesity epidemic. According to the World Health Organization, globally, approximately 42 million children under the age of 5 are obese. Those obese as children are more likely to have this condition as adults. Anyone who is obese is also more likely to have other serious, chronic diseases as well that last a lifetime.
And we're seeing an epidemic of malnutrition in its literal sense. Mal as in bad. It doesn't mean you're the skinny, undernourished child necessarily. The face of the new malnutrition is obesity in childhood. And it's very sad because these are all avoidable diseases, but they are fearsome once they get developed. Adult onset diabetes. We don't even use that term anymore because it's no longer an onset in adults. We are seeing 10 and 12 and 14 year old children with type 2 diabetes.
Consumption of animal products is creating a true public health emergency and is also a significant economic and social burden in the U.S. and countries the world over.
I just read for what the average person with diabetes will cost the system over the course of their lifetime, to all the medications and the testing and the hospitalizations and the kidney failure and the transplants and the amputations. And we're talking about millions and millions of diabetic people. One out of every three Americans are destined to develop diabetes. Well, the system, you're talking hundreds of billions and billions of dollars. It cannot sustain that. For a disease that is reversible, is preventable. And so I suspect the economics will drive a day of reckoning. The healing power of food has been overlooked. The destructive power of processed foods has been unleashed. And we need to reverse this.
A persistent myth is that vegans do not have an adequate amount of protein in their diet. Dr. Clapper now addresses this misconception.
If you're eating whole plant foods, there's no way not to get enough protein. We need about 5% of our calories every day as protein. Any whole plant food, any tomato, any ear of corn, any green bean, is anywhere between 8 to 12% protein. I mean, if you get your 2,000 calories a day from whole plant foods, no matter what they are, fruits, vegetables, grains, etc., you're going to be getting your 40 or 50 grams of protein. It's in the fruits and vegetables and grains and potatoes and legumes. It's in there. And so, one, it really isn't a worry. Second, when I went to medical school, I never heard the words too much protein. This person got too much protein. It seems to be such an American phenomenon. We got everything bigger and better here, and we're the land of 16-ounce porterhouse steaks, you know, and we sit down and eat these huge slabs of meat. Well, our kidneys aren't really designed to handle that. And those big bolts of protein run through our kidney filters. It injures our kidneys, raises our blood pressure, leaches calcium out of our bones, sets us up for osteoporosis. This is not a healthy diet. We're eating too much protein. And these meat-based diets are dangerous, hazardous to your health. I would urge people not to worry. If you want some extra protein in your diet, you can certainly gather it from the plant kingdom. Beans and peas and chickpeas and lentils and all these wonderful legumes. Throw them in your soup, put them in your salad, have them in your side dishes. You can make burgers out of them. Lots of ways to get these high protein plant foods in your diet if you want a little extra protein. I've been a physician almost 40 years. I've never seen anyone walk in the office with a diagnosis of protein deficiency. Even these long-term vegans, it's not really an issue.
After this message, Dr. Clapper will discuss the dangers of milk products. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
So it could be done. You could change the economics. Make it more favorable for the broccoli grower and for the current meat and pig farmers to change to growing produce and fruits and vegetables. It's to help these people. Don't throw them off the land. Don't disrupt their lives. They're the farm. They're growing our food. Help them change to grow something else. You don't have to give up your land. Just grow something that really helps us all.
Welcome back to Healthy Living here on Supreme Master Television, where we are talking with Dr. Michael Clapper, a vegan physician and nutrition expert at the True North Health Education Center located in California, USA. We asked Dr. Clapper for his views on dairy products and how consumption of items like milk and cheese affect one's health.
When I was growing up, especially at my uncle's dairy farm in Wisconsin, I certainly drank a lot of milk, and that's what we do tell our children. You know, bones are white, milk is white, bones have calcium, milk has calcium, gotta have milk for your bones, and your teeth are white, and they got calcium. Well, it makes an initial sense for about the first 10 seconds, but to physicians who are dealing with these fearsome diseases like osteoporosis, where bones substance dissolves and people sneeze and they break their ribs, they trip and break hips. When you look at the countries that have the most osteoporosis, the crumbliest bones, it's United States, New Zealand, Canada, UK, it's the countries where they consume the most milk. So right away, prima facie evidence, if milk produced strong bones, the countries who consume the most milk would have the strongest bone, have the fewest fractures. Well, it's just the opposite. Cow's milk is designed by nature specifically to turn a 65-pound calf into a 400-pound cow in a year. That's what cow's milk is for. It is baby calf growth fluid. That's what the stuff is. And when we consume it in any form, whether we drink it as milk, whether we turn it into cheese or yogurt or ice cream, it's still all baby calf growth fluid, and it's filled with hormones and sugars and proteins to make you into a great big cow. And it happens. And I think the major factor in obesity, and I've got people shocked, I drink skim milk, you know, why am I putting on this weight? Because there's a lot more in it than just the fat. So when you look at this white fluid, as much as it's presented as, you know, it's mother's milk, it's, you know, healthy for you, and your parents want to give you love, and so the ice cream tastes sweet, and milk helps you grow big and strong, they think, and it's given to us. But the reality is that it makes us overweight. There's evidence that it may contribute to childhood diabetes, and it doesn't protect our bones. Unless you're baby calf, I suggest you don't consume cow's milk products. It's basically what it comes down to. There's no good reason to do it and a lot of reasons not to do it.
Dr. Clapper strongly believes that the vegan lifestyle would be easily embraced by most youth and adults given the right encouragement. He now shares his inspiring suggestions to bring veganism to the forefront of society's consciousness.
There are lots of ways to do that, just serving them better food in school, plant-based food. My friend in Hawaii, John Cadman, is the food service director of Haiku Elementary School, and he started a vegetarian line and a regular line for his sixth graders. And within 3 weeks, the vegetarian line was longer, called the veggie dogs and the veggie chilies and all the good things, and kids will respond, and they're aware of the planet, they're aware of the animals. You can reach the kids. And then for the adult, to lower their taxes, make it worthwhile for people to change, have cooking classes in schools, have potlucks in your neighborhoods. If you really want to change the society, it is doable, especially with today's internet and mass media. It can be done. And the younger generations, I think, are going to be a lot more amenable to that. So that old, well, it's never worked before and we can't do it, that's going to get swept away. There's powerful motivations to do it. The ways to do it are available to us, and I'm going to do everything I can, and I commend your organization for helping get the word out to help this transition happen. It's doable.
We truly appreciate Dr. Clapper sharing his knowledge and insight on nutrition and how to keep a balanced diet. May communities the world over soon adopt the invigorating vegan lifestyle and enjoy vastly healthier and better lives. For more details on Dr. Michael Clapper, please visit vegsource.com/Clapper. The book Vegan Nutrition, Pure and Simple, and other media by Dr. Clapper are available at the same website. Praiseworthy viewers, thank you for joining us on this edition of Healthy Living. Up next is Science and Spirituality after Noteworthy News. May heaven's love always grace our world and touch all hearts.
For more details, please see www.SupremeMasterTV.com/HL.